Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to get right to it with Kevin Rennie, Hartford Current, Daily Ructions, a bunch of other stuff. He's also a lawyer, by the way. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We have a bunch of items up for bid. I mean, everything from Israel, Iran, to the state legislature, to the public defender's office, to the data center, to who's going to run for governor, to social equity council and tote bags. I mean, you know, I'll spin the wheel, but where do you want to start?
Well, today, later today, will be a hearing on the future of the chief public defender who's been suspended by the public defender.
So, like, who suspends her?
The commission, the Public Defender Services Commission, which oversees the entire agency.
So she reports to that
group. She reports to them, yes.
And what is she being accused of doing?
Well, she's being accused of not listening to the commission, among other things. That's been going on for a while. That is, not carrying out their requirements. And, you know, I think for the public, there's a charge that everyone will understand, that is that she gained access to the emails of the chairman of the commission and also some employees in the agency, and
to find out who was being
to find out what was going on. I believe largely in connection with her future and her situation.
So her name is Tashin Bowden Lewis.
Yes,
and she's African American.
Yes.
Is race an issue here?
Well, she's repeatedly brought up race, and in fact, last year, just over a year ago, the members of the commission all but one resigned after her attorney at that time threatened the commission members with
they're like,
litigation.
I don't want to deal with this, I'm out of here.
Of course, one of the ironies is they're the ones who appointed her. They had appointed her not all that long before, but. It seems to me she was under the impression that the commission didn't have much authority other than just, you know, picking the chief public defender.
Oh, and that she ran the show.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But that has never been the way.
And, do you think she'll be removed? And where does Lamont stand? Does he get involved in stuff like
that? Well, he appoints some members, and he appointed the chairman, who's a former justice of the Supreme Court, Richard Palmer. And I think the governor has pretty much expressed confidence in the commission and what it decides to do.
So she could be gone, and then she's going to sue.
Probably, but that wouldn't be unusual in the annals of state government. But she's suspended now, and now they start a hearing process. She gets to show cause why the commission was wrong to take action.
So she's currently suspended.
Yes.
The hearing's at 2 p.m. in the LOB in Hartford. And
I believe it's going to be streamed on CTN.
They say it's open to the public.
It is. Yeah.
Well, so there's transparency.
That was
there.
Her choice. She, when you're the employee in state government, you can choose whether to have your hearing closed or open. She chose to have it open.
So when would they have a decision on this? If this is starting a hearing process, is it going to be months, weeks?
I doubt years, but I would suspect weeks. I think
it'll be
weeks.
That quick.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Do you know her personally?
I don't.
Yeah.
She was a public defender in the Waterbury area, and then when the chief public defender, her predecessor, became a judge, she was the successful applicant.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll follow it. I haven't been paying much attention to this, so I'm glad you brought it to my attention. He's Kevin Rennie. I'm Brian Shackman. Of course, he writes for the Hartford Current, has his weekly column. When does that come out, on Saturday or Sunday?
It is in the Sunday paper. It is posted usually on Saturday morning, sometimes on Sunday, sometimes on Friday.
And also Daily Ructions, where he breaks a lot of news. We're back with Kevin Rennie, Daily Ructions, Hartford Current. We have so many things to talk about. You know, I don't know if you want to focus on some of the things you've written in the Current the last couple of weeks, but I did want to ask you, I was at Duncan Park yesterday for the legislative kickball game, if you will, which the Republicans wanted a walk-off. But like in talking on the side in the dugout with some folks, it just seems kind of – they have 600 bills that the article says that they got to get to, and then they still haven't done the budget, and they have, what, like 3 weeks? And so what's going to get done?
What's going on?
I mean, are they going to do it? But it just seems really quiet, I guess.
Yeah, well, yes. And my recollection is that it used to be busier by the three-week mark, which is Wednesday.
Even on the off-year session.
Even on the off-year session. You know, now – they have 600 bills because the bills come through committees. Committees are not the place where the bills get stopped anymore. Used to be that was a good
thing. So now they get out of committee, but they don't take them up on the floor.
Right. They get on the calendar, and then you can see like this week there are two session days. And so
Why only two?
Well, that's what the leaders have decided. And
so they're going to run out the clock on 550 of these?
A lot of them. No, I wouldn't. Probably not 550, but a lot. Hundreds. And so the UConn day is this week. So that'll take up a couple hours.
Right.
There's a the Black and Latino caucus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They have their annual spring fling. So
that sounds fun.
That will mean the session will end.
But there's no bill passing when that's happening.
Correct. And then I think there's an Italian legislator's dinner or something. So this is a very social week.
Is it a disservice to the people of Connecticut to not vote on more, or is it just part of the process?
Would you really want those 600 bills to become law? I think
probably
not. So that this is to sort of satisfy the members of the legislature, but not allow bills to become law.
You know, quickly, I've been fascinated. A Democratic governor doesn't want to spend any more.
Right.
Republicans are like, okay, great.
Yes.
And the Democrats are like, I want to spend 600.
Yeah.
And so what do you think is going to happen? I mean, is higher ed going to get their money? Who's going to get their money?
Well, it's not their money. Are they going to get more
money? Our money.
Yeah.
Right.
Are they going to get more? I think they'll probably be able to sneak in a little more money for them,
but not $150 million.
I'd be surprised. I have to say, the governor has really, really been responsible in maintaining the fiscal guardrails, but to make sure the budget does not careen out of control. You know, we are getting to a point where, unbelievable as it is to many, that we're kind of forgetting what it was like for about 10 years of budget deficits and agony over how are we going to finance state government for the next year.
Right.
And it's changed. And I mean, I tell people, you know, Governor Lamont is the best Rockefeller Republican they're ever going to get.
It's true, though. He's fiscally, truly fiscally conservative. And I want to move on to some other subjects, but I do think that some segments of the funding gets short shrift because of the way it all set up. And so I think that there should be some balance, but I definitely think that it's going to be leaner times ahead and you want to be in better position because it will get lean.
Yeah. Well, for instance, if you look at the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system, they want more money in the next couple of years. And yet the enrollment is declining and declining significantly. We have a problem with demographics, and that is Connecticut doesn't have as many young people as it used to. And so, you know, public schools, there aren't as many young people in a lot of public schools, enrollment's declining in a lot of towns.
Right.
That means a lot of our community colleges and the four state universities, enrollment's going to decline there too.
Well, UConn's got no problem. They set a record for applications, yes. but it's the WestCon and EastCon.
Right.
And Central. I was out in Eastern Connecticut. Right. It's a great school. I mean, it really is a great place. We're talking, of course, with Kevin Rennie from the Hartford Current and Daily Ructions. Just really quickly, I want to make sure we get this in. You wrote about Susan Bicewicz and how much money she's got on hand. It's pretty obvious to everyone if Lamont doesn't run that she wants to run. What is your sense now? Like, I like to get a temperature check from you. Will Lamont, you think he's, if you had to pick, would you pick him to run again?
I would.
Yeah.
I would pick him because I think he enjoys the job. People at that level of politics, even United States senators will sometimes say the best job in America is to be a governor of a state because you have
real power, real chance to affect.
You can say, we need to do these three things and you might actually get all three things done in a reasonable amount of time. He's very popular. He's not facing, he's been through the storm with the pandemic in his second full year as governor. And he led us through it responsibly, I think successfully by most measures. And so why not? What's he going to do if he's not governor?
Right. And I guess Annie still wants to do her work, his wife. And I also.
She has a thriving career.
Yeah.
She became recently a member of the board of Bloomberg. These are things you don't walk away from.
That's a nice gig.
That is.
If you could hear that in my voice, it would be nice. It would be nice. It's real quick. This Social Equity Council debacle. First of all, what is it and what was the problem?
Well, the Social Equity Council is to help people who would otherwise be denied get licenses to grow or sell marijuana, and then to use money from application fees from other cannabis applications, and it's millions of dollars, to give a lift to those areas that the law says were disadvantaged by the war on drugs.
And you sort of imply that maybe they're not doing enough of that?
Yes. Yeah. And I think others in positions to make decisions believe that. And I discovered that they'd spent tens of thousands of dollars on attending a cannabis expo at Mohegan Sun. And it included hand sanitizer pens and balloons.
It'd be nice if you get a hotel room for an overnight stay and lip balm.
Yes.
Kevin, I don't know why I make this mistake every time. You got to come in for a whole hour. There's so many more things I want to talk about, but I appreciate your time and your insight. You can go to current.com. Of course, just Google Daily Ructions. When he breaks news, he goes right to that site. It's good to catch up. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.